This is KUT. Yesterday, we heard about a new goal set by the federal government, a 50% cut in food waste by 2030. One way to waste less food is to compost it, storing organic material in a bucket, for example, until it can be used to fertilize soil. In 2012, the city of Austin and a local company each started their own composting programs. KUT's Audrey McGlinchey checked in with both of them to break down how things are going.
In about 2.5 years, the city has picked up the equivalent of 1,500 killer whales in compost.
Nearly 9,000 tons have been collected from these 14,000 households.
Emily Chancellor is with the city's Resource Recovery Department. While that may sound like a large amount, she says the program is still in its pilot stage, serving just a few neighborhoods in the city. The local company Compost Peddler started small, too, but it's managed to collect roughly 400,000 pounds of rotting food since it opened. Owner Dustin Fidaco says while composting is great, there's a hierarchy of food conservation. First is feeding people, either those who buy the food or through food donations.
The next level in the hierarchy is feeding animals, so taking it to feed hogs or chickens, and then, you know, last, you want to feed the earth to grow more soil before the thing that we're all trying to avoid is feeding the landfill.
While Dustin says Compost Peddlers is expanding, it's a voluntary program. The city soon will roll out a mandatory one, requiring all businesses with a food permit to have a food waste plan in place by October 2018, whether that be composting the food or donating it. Next on the city's list, a composting program that runs citywide. Audrey McGlinchey, KUT News.